From College Station and the Texas AgriLife Extension Service, this is your 2-Minute Texas Crop and Weather Report for February 22, 2012. Most of the state received rain the third week of February, further greening up pastures and winter wheat. In some cases, the rain stimulated the growth of winter pastures, or winter grasses rather, and small grains to the extent that it relieved the pressure on extremely limited hay supplies. However, in most areas, livestock producers still had to provide supplemental feed and hay to cattle. In many areas, the hay they fed continued to come from out of state, according to weekly reports by AgriLife Extension County agents. For example, Rick Maxwell, AgriLife Extension agent for Collin County, northeast of Dallas, reported that wheat, oats, and winter pastures continued to do very well. Collin County cattle producers were continuing to graze winter annual pastures, which cut down the use of hay. But more hay was still needed, and it's still in short supply. Logan Lair, AgriLife Extension agent for Novero County, northeast of Waco, wrote that it was nice to see some green out there as the cool season annuals started to sprout. But most producers were still having to feed hay and feed it every day. Hugh Soap, AgriLife Extension agent for Gregg County, Longview, said winter pastures were growing well, but many pastures were damaged by overgrazing during the drought. What's more, many were still being overgrazed. Joe Janik, AgriLife Extension agent for Victoria County, northeast of Corpus Christi, reported that soil moisture remained short, particularly the cropping area, which is about 40% of the agricultural acreage in the county. It'll be a while, even with rain, before full forage growth comes on, Janik said. Soil moisture levels in San Saba County are approaching adequate levels, said Neil Alexander, AgriLife Extension agent. However, it's a long time before the small grain crops will reach the bins, and strictly speaking, San Saba County is still in a drought. Unless there's a hay crop this year, it's going to be a disaster there, he said. On a more positive note, yearling cattle were doing well on small grain winter pastures. This has been Robert Burns with AgriLife Communications.